E-commerce players Amazon, Flipkart hail new GST reforms.
Centre moves Supreme Court on online gaming law challenges.
Indian GCCs are reskilling staff to gear up for the AI era.
SoftBank offloads 2% stake in Ola Electric.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's kick off this edition with our first pick story. Amazon and Flipkart are both cheering the GST Council's latest reforms.
Yes, Chandra, a bit of a background here. At the Council's 56th meeting, they decided to simplify India's indirect tax structure, scrapping the 12 and 28% slabs and moving to just 2, 5 and 18%. And the real highlight, taxes on ACs, dishwashers and TVs will drop from 2018% starting September 22nd.
Well, which couldn't come at a better time because their flagship sales like the Big Billion Day of Flipkart and Amazon's Great Indian Festival are just around the corner. And together, these events contribute nearly a fourth of annual revenues for Flipkart and Amazon.
Exactly. Flipkart called the move landmark, saying it will fuel consumption and help small sellers as well. Amazon also said this predictable tax regime will make compliance easier for the lakhs of sellers on their platform.
So analysts believe this clarity could push festive sales up by 27% this year, touching 1.2 lakh crore rupees. That's a big jump from last year's 1 lakh crore.
Yes, and consumer durable makers are optimistic too. Godrej Appliance, for example, said cheaper ACs will boost adoption in India, where penetration is still relatively low.
So bottom line, this festive season could see people spending more and adding more things in their shopping cart.
That's right. Moving on to our second story, fresh developments on the recent real money gaming ban. The center has approached the Supreme Court on challenges to India's new online gaming law, which is the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025.
That's right. The law has been challenged in three different high courts, Karnataka, Delhi and Madhya Pradesh. To avoid conflicting rulings, the government wants all cases transferred to one court or directly to the Supreme Court.
Yes, so far, petitions have come from operators like Boom 11, A23 Rummy and Bagheera Karam. The Karnataka High Court is set to hear Head Digital Works' plea for interim relief on September 8th.
Meanwhile, larger players like Dream 11, MPL, Zuppi and Pokerbazi have chosen not to contest the law for now. Many of them have already scaled back operations with layoffs reported in many companies.
Yes, the Supreme Court is already dealing with related cases on GST show cost notices worth around 2.5 lakh crores to gaming and casino firms. So the outcome here is significant to look out for. Let's shift gears to GCCs. India's global capability centers are reskilling their employees into AI engineers.
So how are they doing this? Well, more than 70% of India's 1,700 GCCs are leading global AI initiatives, according to consultancy firm Zinnov and ANSR.
Training takes about 3 to 6 months, with employees moving from coding basics to advanced generative AI and prompt engineering. And companies say it's smarter to grow their own AI talent than compete in a scarce hiring market.
Right. So at firms like Thrive Digital and Global Logic, employees are trained through hybrid programs, mixing a core curriculum with business-specific modules. So think financial services versus supply chain optimization.
And it's not just theory. Many employees work on live capstone projects, hackathons, and AI pods that replicate real-world business challenges.
So the results, companies are reporting faster model deployment, higher productivity and reduced operational costs. Global Logic, for example, claims a 30% productivity boost with its AI engineering suite. So the AI engineers of tomorrow might actually be today's software developers, data analysts or process automation specialists, just with a new toolkit. And finally, a quick update on Ola Electric. SoftBank has trimmed its stake in the EV maker by 2%, bringing its shareholding down to about 15.7%.
Yes, that's after selling nearly 95 million shares between mid-July and early September. Timing is also that the share is coming just 9 months after Ola Electric's IPO in December 2024.
But SoftBank remains one of the largest institutional shareholders. Ola, led by Bhavesh Agarwal, continues to push ahead with new scooters, electric motorcycles, and its big Giga Factory project, where it wants to produce lithium-ion cells.
Exactly. In fact, some experts say that stake sales like these are common post-IPO, so it doesn't necessarily signal a loss of confidence, but shows SoftBank is reshuffling its portfolio. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.